The Boston metro area has one of the highest infection and COVID-19 death rates of anywhere in the country. But as in other parts, some parts of this area have been hit harder than others. Chelsea borders Boston through tunnels and bridges to the north. It's kind of a mini Queens, the borough at the heart of the outbreak in New York City. And like Queens, Chelsea is home to immigrants. A third of the residents are from Central America. And there's an income level there 30% lower than neighboring Boston. Let's bring in Chelsea City Manager Tom Ambrosino. And Tom, Mr. Manager, we want to say Chelsea is also colorful and vibrant, but it's densely packed. Is that why there is an outbreak there? Why do you think there's been such an outbreak there?
I think it comes down to a few things that aren't necessarily unique to Chelsea, but describe a lot of these older urban cities that are gateways for new immigrants. People live crowded together in apartments to save money. It has a lot of low-wage workers, so they leave those dense, crowded apartments. They go to work on public transportation and crowded buses and trains, and they work in low-wage jobs in crowded locations like grocery stores. So they're crowded at work, crowded going to work, crowded at home.
Right. In other words, they're essential, too. And you mentioned crowded at home. And we're understanding there have been reports that people were getting kicked out of their homes because they'd been infected. And we know that you offered residents the chance to stay at a hotel in nearby Revere, but you've said it was hard to get people to do that. So talk a little more about that problem. People fearful of each other and then maybe fearful of moving. What's going on?
So that was a phenomenon we were seeing early on. People who had COVID-19 positive cases who weren't able to return to their previous living situation, either because their roommates were afraid and wouldn't let them back in, or because they had vulnerable people in a family and it wasn't viable for them to isolate. And so we did create this hotel opportunity in Revere with our neighbor. The problem is it is hard to get people to leave their homes. And there's some fear. You know, this is an immigrant population. Anything that involves the government raises concerns that is this the first step towards a deportation? So we have to overcome a lot of those concerns when we're trying to help people here.
Yeah. Well, Manager Ambrosino, can you just describe what it's like there now, how high the levels are, and what you're trying to do as a city?
So the levels are extraordinarily high. About 5% of our population has tested positive, and those are confirmed tests. So we know the actual rates of infection are much, much higher. We clearly have the highest rates of infection in the Commonwealth. We're trying to provide as much support for people as we can. I mean, the economic impacts here have been devastating. Lots of people with no income at all and no prospects of getting government assistance because they work underground or they are undocumented immigrants. So we have a massive food distribution effort ongoing to feed about 18,000 of our 40,000 residents. We have a rental assistance program, so we have lots of efforts to help people, but the needs here are overwhelming and greater than what a small city government can meet. But the numbers the last week have started to go down, so we do feel like we're on the other side of the curve, and at least on the health side, the things look promising. The long-term impacts are economically, and that will take a long time to heal.
That's Chelsea City Manager Tom Ambrosino. Manager Ambrosino, we wish you all the best with it. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.